אחת, אחת, שתיים, שלוש, יופי.
יום טוב. ערב טוב, אוקיי.
לילה טוב, יום טוב.
שבת שלום, יא. אוקיי.
I'm just holding the microphone, I know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, no problem.
No question. I know everything, isn't it?
קשתשי?
Hi.
Sorry. Rinpoche was saying that in the Heart Sutra, the mantra demonstrates the method, the Bodhicitta side. Could you give some more details about that, if I understood him correctly?
Yeah, he's saying that, yeah. In that mantra, yeah, talking about path, yeah, with the part of five part, yeah, we say a part of accumulation, part of preparation, part of seeing, part of meditation, part of more learning more, yeah. So what is the demarcation who first entering to the Mahayana? Okay. Okay, I can hear. Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, then he first entering. Yeah. Okay. So when the person, he or she, yeah, generate bodhicitta in a continuum, yeah, then he first entering to the Mahayana path, yeah. So he is showing to attain the first part of accumulation, yeah. So part of accumulation is start from beginning to, to generate bodhicitta. For that reason, he's talking about the path. But path accumulation means talking about the important to Mahayana to entering the path is bodhicitta. Yeah. Not only that, you see, whole Heart Sutra. Yeah, there are two different types of the topic. Explicit topic, implicit topic. Yeah, all explicit topic are about emptiness. Yeah, we call profound path. Implicit, yeah, they're talking about whole, about the, extensive path, yeah. We're talking about the bodhicitta, great compassion, and this type, yeah. Not only Heart Sutra, even like 800 verses, yeah, and 1,000 verses text, yeah, which are second Tani Dhamma will. So taking second Tani Dhamma will, Buddha taught a profound path, explicit, Yeah. Then extensive part taught in implicit, yeah, hiding, yeah, not clarity. For that reason, we told like a material to wrote the text called clear the ondoke, clear realization. We're saying bedun seva chava means to clear, yeah, hiding teaching, yeah, with a all profound teaching, bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness, and part of accumulation like this, and also how to enter into the path, yeah, how to graduate the path, yeah, and how we need to different type of meditation, morality. This all Buddha taught in hiding. For example, we're saying that Perfection Sutra, yeah, Changjin, Bodhisattva, if you want to become Buddhahood, should be to practice on emptiness. This is directly. Indirectly, we say like, if Bodhisattva, you want to become Buddhahood, yeah, should be, practice Bodhicitta. Yeah? Bodhicitta. Yeah. For that reason, Rinpoche is saying, the morning we reciting two prayer, yeah. One prayer is talking about the profound, yeah, path, which composed by Nagarjuna. One is homage of the clear realization, which talking about the implicit teaching to make explicit, yeah. For that reason, this we say Heart Sutra, yeah, teach the whole profound path in hiding way, not clear way. Actually, like this, tayata, gade, paragade, go, behind go, yeah, beyond go, yeah, sonshucha, parudo, and go perfectly, yeah, and establish Buddhahood, yeah. So first go means first to achieve bodhicitta with the realizing emptiness by calm abiding, right? At that time they achieve part of accumulation, yeah. Then after that they still meditation emptiness, yeah, with conjunction with bodhicitta. When they realizing emptiness by special insight, yeah, then they achieve part of preparation, the second ones, yeah. So we call gomjungulo means meditative mind. We say like that. Then after that, still meditation emptiness. Then we realizing emptiness directly, yeah. Then they achieve part of seeing. They say go beyond, yeah. Beyond means, yeah, not realizing emptiness with the generic image. Generic image. See clarity, purity, 100%, yeah. Like we see the object by our organ, yeah, like that. Then fourth is part of preparation. So according to sutra, we say during part of seeing time, then we get a real antidote of delusion mind, right? Yeah, the first the antidote to the intellectual delusion. Yeah, then part of seeing. Yeah, then when they overcome the intellectual obscuration, then they try to antidote for the innate obscuration, yeah, with by part of meditation, yeah. When you overcome all innate obscuration, then we can enlighten, yeah. So this way of like that. So right now we're saying usually, yeah, we just imaging bodhicitta, yeah, but we not attain the bodhicitta, right? Yeah, we just imaging. That imagination, yeah, we try day by day, yeah. One day it become like a second nature, familiarity, or the bodhicitta coming like spontaneously. Yeah. Then we have say to generate bodhicitta. At that time, then whether he or she or animal, whatever, become Buddha, how say, bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. For that reason, we call bodhicitta, yeah, mind of enlightenment, is a door of, how say, Mahayana path. Yeah, gate, yeah, door of Mahayana path. Yes, madam?
I would like to ask what kind of an enlightenment gets an arhat who doesn't generate bodhicitta.
Okay. So actually, we Buddhists calling there are three types of the liberation, right? Three types of liberation, yeah? Changju sum, we say three types of liberation, yeah? So two are liberation Hinayana and one liberation Mahayana. Liberation of Mahayana means Buddhahood, right? Buddhahood. So rest two, we say three, four destroyer. Yeah, four destroyer. Four destroyer. Four, three, four destroyer. Four destroyer. What's a four? Yeah? To destroy enemy. Dajomba. We call Dajomba. Destroy enemy. Enemy means here, delusion mind. Yeah? Delusion mind. When we Buddhist, there are two types of obscuration. Yeah? Obscuration to liberation, obscuration to omniscient mind, right? When we enter into Mahayana path, yeah, not generate bodhicitta, but through the renunciation, yeah, then meditate emptiness, we can just overcome obscuration to liberation, yeah, delusion mind. Anchor, attachment, and set grasping, yeah, and they sit, yeah, but cannot overcome their imprint. So arahat, yeah, of the first two liberation, just eliminated to the obscuration to liberation, not overcome obscuration to enlighten. Obscuration to enlighten means. What means a delusion imprint? Yeah, imprint. So, for we saying like that, whole sentient, yeah, even like a 10 ground, yeah, 10 who achieve 10 ground, but they see the object by inherently. Yeah, why they see the object by inherently? Because the imprint of that apprehend, how say, inherently, yeah. That, but they cannot hold the inherently, but they see, yeah. They see they appeared inherently because of imprint of set grasping, right? Yeah. So like that. So we have two divided like. Delusion, how say, delusion seat, and delusion imprint. Yeah? We divided three. Yeah? Delusion, yeah? Like attachment. Attachment imprint, and attachment seat. Yeah? Attachment imprint, no, attachment and attachment seat are obscuration to liberation. Right? Yeah? Attachment imprint is obscuration to omniscient mind for the obstacle to become Buddhahood, right? So even in non-Buddhist path, non-Buddhist path, they can overcome attachment, yeah, this manifest attachment, but they cannot overcome by the seat. Yeah, then the seed is there. Yeah, then some condition came and again arise. Like that, we cut the tree. If you're just in a branch, yeah, we cannot take out from the root. Yeah, again coming like that. Yeah, for that reason,
most important to eliminate it, delusion seed, because of main antidote is realizing emptiness, understanding reality. Yeah, because our this all delusion arise from ignorance, right? Comes from ignorance. Yeah, for that reason, only Buddhist path can get a full liberation. Yeah, but it doesn't mean like this. We say, there's very very good how say explained by Dharmakirti. Yeah, Dharmakirti. He said like this. Langda dojin ne dini tadar se riche wo kandi se ma ni dugus. Why I take refuge to the Buddha? Yeah? Why? He's saying that. I didn't say Buddha has some cleaner wines. Yeah? I take refuge to Buddha not reason of he has cleaner wines. Yeah? He has something miracle power. Yeah? Not that. Why I take refuge to the Buddha? Buddha, whether Buddha has cleaner wines or miracle, even he doesn't have that, no matter. But he showed me the right path, which led us to the full liberation. For that reason, I take refuge to the Buddha. Not because of cleaner wines, not because of the some miracle power, right? For that reason, yeah, we're saying, yeah, when you take refuge to the Buddha, not allowed to take refuge to the Shiva and that. We doesn't say Shiva, they have something, miracle power and clean. They have, yeah, this worldly God. Yeah, they're very powerful, yeah, clean voice. They're very powerful miracle, yeah. But they still, they cannot show the perfect path, what we need it, yeah. But that reason we're saying Buddha is a real teacher. Okay.
Is there any text or sutra that talks about the work of the women on the path? Is it different from men's work or?
In Buddhism, yeah, Buddhist, yeah. There is no distinguish men and women. Everybody can, yeah. There is no caste system. Buddha said, yeah. Rigla misu, are not how say to talk with the caste, yeah. I'm not talk with the something lineage. I only to talk with person who had effort or enthusiastic, yeah. For that reason, I will tell you one again. In sutra, yeah, according to sutra, yeah, women can we say like this only for the part of preparation. When the after part of seeing, yeah, then that woman should be become like a male. This is sutra way. But Buddhist ultimate teachings highest yoga tantra, right? Highest yoga tantra. In highest yoga tantra, this female body, right, without changing, yeah, to take enlightenment. Yeah, Rinpoche give a initiation of Tara. The Tara, Yishi, how say? What her name? Yishi. Yishidawa. Yeah, yeah. She become enlightened. Yeah, without changing this female body. Right, right. So in this case. Also, you see, many practitioners thinking become enlightened or become arahat. Yeah. After that and going other place. Not that. As long as we have overcome inside our troublemaker. Yeah. These ones expelled and means become enlightened. Yeah. Not necessarily go like death and going another planet. Not that. Yeah. In this body, according to High Yoga Tantra, yeah, we can enlighten within a life, right? Yeah. Not necessary. In Sutra, there's a problem, yeah. Then after, when you, the last portion to become enlightened should be reborn, woming, what say, none below something, the one, yeah, pure land should be there. But according to Buddhist ultimate view is High Yoga Tantra, right? For that reason, in this female body, even your old age, no worry if your effort there, yeah, effort, bodhicitta is there, yeah, no matter how you're physical, right? For that reason, Shantideva said, yeah, even bug, small bug, insect, if they take, how say something enthusiastic, yeah, that also become enlightened. Why? It has Buddha nature. Right? So you see, if it's very nice seed, you can put in even in a desert, it can grow, right? Yeah, you see, it's really great. Yeah, the seed, yeah. Not necessarily something like a black, earth or like that. Yeah, if seed is there, other condition there, you can, grow in the desert, right? Yeah. So our physicals like some are fertilizer, some are desert like that. Yeah. But we have excellent seed Buddha nature is there. Yeah. Then there is chance to grow that, right?
Hi.
Okay.
I want to ask about the nature of giving to others and giving to myself. I want to know if there is any way so I can sometimes like test myself or check myself, if, because sometimes you don't know, I don't know if you give enough or to others and forget about myself, or the opposite way, because it's sometimes you can feel some feelings that you're not good enough in this, if you do something for yourself. But is there any, in the Buddhist way, is there any way to know a specific borders between these two parts?
Lord. You see, Buddhists, they're saying two meaning. I'll say two purpose. Purpose of self, purpose of other. Right? For that reason, Buddha never say to forget purpose of yourself. Buddhist said, if you want to do something, help other, first, try to fix yourself. Yeah? For that reason, in Buddha, there is two wishes. The wishes of own self, wishes of other self. So wishes of other self means, I want to help other sentient being. Right? This is wishes of other. If really I want to help other, yeah, I should be myself, yeah, to fulfill myself, become Buddhahood. You see, it's true. Without your empty-handed, how will you generate for other, right? If you want to give something other, should be something have first your own hand, yeah? For that reason, yeah, how say, to doing something other should be first, yeah, to make yourself, yeah, perfectly, right? Right? Yeah. For that reason, we say to become Buddhahood, Seko Mata Sentipen. Right now, I cannot do full other Sentipen, yeah, because I have still ignorance, yeah. For that reason, first I clean my ignorance, right? Then I know reality. That reality, I help other. Right? So in this case, yeah, Buddhists never say, think other, forget yourself. Yeah? So here should be understanding. Here, during teaching time, they say, self-challenge is wrong. We're saying that, yeah. Here, self-challenge is wrong doesn't mean cherishing yourself is wrong, not saying that. Usually, our self-cherishing means own benefit, yeah? Because own benefit, neglected other, right? Yeah? Because own benefit, if you get some chance, yeah, to murder other, I do that, yeah? This type of cherishing, Buddhists say poisoning. On cherishing, I want to become cherishing, I want to become Buddhahood. I become good person, cherishing. That things, cherishing, Buddhists say, must be developed. Right? The cherishing, yeah, one cherishing. Or cherishing, I want to become good person. I want to become, how say, compassionate person. That type of cherishing, Buddhist become developing, should be developed. The cherishing, yeah, own benefit, then neglect others' welfare, yeah. This type of cherishing, Buddhists say, how say, overcome, because a troublemaker. Other cherishing, why we need develop? Because it bring happiness, yeah. So, easier way, yeah. Sometimes we make complicated in Buddhism. Oh, attachment is wrong. Saying that, right? You see, unfortunate, in English, there's no two different types of attachment name. Desire. Now some saying desire, and attachment is a little bit better. Desire is wrong. And Buddhist, in Tibetan, very fortune, we have two words. Dumba, Dacha. So here, Buddhists say, don't be attached, don't be desire. Means desire with base on, yeah? Base on. Not reliable reason, yeah? That desire is troublemaker. The desire which comes from base on perfectly reasoning, that desire should be developed. For example, desire. Tashi won't become honest person. This is one of desire, right? Then question, why you need honest? Every answer is right answer, right answer, right answer. That type of desire we should develop. Now say, Tashi want to become rich, millionaire. Then, really necessary to become millionaire? Answer come definitely, no. Does she really necessary become honestly? Answer always say, yes. So, answer, always coming reasoning, yes, yes, yes. This type of desire should be promoting. Because of we become practice Buddhism, this type of, we want to develop this type of desire promoting. Now, desire, if your question, they say, no, this type of desire. Yeah? Buddhist saying, try to push. Yeah? Why? It makes us trouble. Troublemaker. We always think a troublemaker is something outside, right? Because we're always pointing finger like that. Very easier. Pointing is very difficult, right? Need effort, right? You see, all our life, we never see our own face. We are really very sharp to eye. Whole life, not see our own face. Always seeing other face. Then pointing other. You are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong. Right? Yeah, this pointing for state is very easier. Pointing like this is very difficult, right? Taking effort, right? Now, we try pointing like that. Yeah? Yeah? Try see our face one mirror. Right? For that reason, in 8 verses, always watch your three-door behave. Speaking, thinking, action. Yeah. We are spying for other. But we never spy our own self. We are like police person. Police never see themselves. They do criminal, yeah. But they're watching others, yeah. We all looks like policemen. This is not that. We're not policemen, right? Yeah. Policemen always watching other. They themselves created so many trouble things. Yeah. Law on a law. Yeah. They never care. They catch each other, right? Yeah. They see other immediately catching. Yeah. Right? So we should put CC camera on self. Not CC camera for other. Yeah. Right now we use a lot of CC camera, right? Now CC camera here. Then really we can change ability. Yeah.
Hello. Can you explain more about meditate on emptiness?
Oh, sorry. Myself is totally empty. How can I explain to you? You see, if you very easy way to meditate emptiness, yeah, not for diddle ones. Like we see objects, something here, yeah, with something beginning. Exit here, yeah? And you can see something like a cup, something solid, right? Then we see, where's cup? Yeah? Try each part, yeah? Think again. Yeah, you're saying, oh, it's very easy way for you, yeah? Sometimes when we fly in aeroplane, right? Then jerking or trembling? Trembling, yeah. At that time, we have very nice feeling. Now I fall down or I try. I never feel my physical body fall down. At that time, you see, I is something solid. Right? So you watch this eye is still there or not. Yeah? You analyze that. Yeah? Then you analyze where's cup, where's east, where's coming and going. Right? You think coming and going is, this action. Contradiction or one action? I'll make a question. Coming, going. Come and go. Is one action or two action? Two different action. I want to give you guy. Yeah, sure. Why? One. No, easier. You see, one action. But we always say like a separated, totally, unrelationship. You see, when I'm flying from Jordan, my Israeli friend saying, Tashi coming. My mother, my friend, Tashi going. But I'm sitting there, right? So you see, we feel coming and going something inherently, not different other, right? That here, my face that, this sad person saying, because depending on their coming, I show my back to my mom. Say, my mom say, my Tashi is going. Yeah? You guys saying, Tashi is coming. But Tashi, only one step, right? There's no pushing like that and going like that, yeah? Maybe some of you like going backside, yeah? Then I don't know. So this is obvious. Everything's, yeah. Yeah? It doesn't mean emptiness means, doesn't mean nothingness. Emptiness, it looks like zero. Zero itself is zero. But zero is very powerful. One, zero, 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 zero. Wow. Wow. Zero itself is zero, right? Right? But zero functioning so much, right? If you put one zero, amazing. Right? So emptiness looks like zero. Yeah? Also, you see, very obvious. I will put you an example. Buddha is saying everything's like imputation, not exist by inherently. Why? American note, yeah? American bank note. 100 note, $2, $5, same size. Why one is more value, why one is more cheaper? We guys are really, really stupid, yeah. You see, they make five rupees very small coin, 1 rupee very big. Actually, who is more value? 1 rupee is more value. Right? You spend more time, right? Yeah. Same quality. Yeah? Yeah? One make $10, small size. One make $5, big size. Actually, who, when you make these things, who spend more money for $1? But when you're coming there, this is become more. So, very easier. So, you see, I get for this ones, like, what is Israel money name? Shekel. Like, here, like, 10 shekel, yeah? So I brought the 10 shekel. That 10 shekel have can inherently this, value, yeah? Inherently. Then after 10 years before, still 10 shekel can buy this one. Shekel can buy this one. Not now. Right? After 10 years. So this all imputation. So imputation is very good for the banknote. You can think banknote. Today, I'm working this 10 shekel. Tomorrow, bank government say this is not, legal. Then it become paper, okay? So better to big newspaper is more useful. Right? Yeah? Right now, here, this is like maybe 10 cent, yeah? $100, yeah? So right now. So today, this is $100 more value than this. Then tomorrow, government say this $100 is not valuable. Then this become more valuable. Right? So value. Good old things. There's not something like on site. We crazy guy input it there. So many things. Yeah. Some here very cheap, going outside become expensive. Some there expensive things, yeah. Here become cheap, right? So, think like that. Think on the money. Think on how I say zero. Yeah. Then you can get more information for the emptiness. Okay? Zero.
I wanted to ask about his question. This was
okay. He asked about how to make meditation on emptiness. You explain from the analytical meditation point. Is there any meditation which is not analytical?
Okay.
Meditation on emptiness?
Yeah, sure, we have. You see, whole Buddhist meditation, the Tutta meditation, for, as you know, you heard the lamrim, beginning from guru devotion, yeah, till special insight, yeah, not in combating. They are more focused on analytical meditation. Combating is only for, single-pointed meditation, right? So now we're saying go analytical meditation and single-pointed meditation together, right? So you see, first you analytical for emptiness, right? Then we see something lack of inherently, right? At that time, we got in knowledge. That knowledge, when understand, then never analytical. Keep the mind while on there. Then after while on there, then mind become little bit, yeah? How say? First, very strong. Oh, there's something lack of inherently. Yeah, then still keep there, mind become a little bit less power. Then again, analytical. Yeah, so you see, right now, only single-pointed is, come-abiding is single-pointed. Yeah, rest on right now, we are more important, analytical meditation, more important right now, us for changing our mind. Right? For example, you see, very easy example for us. Yeah. We have daily, we have very less experience for positive side, right? We have a lot of experience from negative side, right? So I will put you very easier for analytical meditation from negative side, okay? Yeah, more easier because we have already experience, yeah. Positive side, we don't have experience. Then we make a little bit complicated, right? So, how analytic meditation can help you? Yeah? From negative side, I will show you that. For example, I go to for supermarket, okay? I want to buy iPad. First, iPad is good. iPad. And now it's very, very famous. iPad, iPhone. I have an iPhone. Hey, 21st modern Gishi. So, at that time, I don't know so much quality of iPad, right? Little bit quality of iPad, right? Then I go there, I want to buy there. The customer, who can they say? Seller. Oh, Tashi, this activity. Wow, this activity. He explained one. Then my become, sure. Then he said, not only that, here another activity. Wow, another activity. Wow, another activity. Wow, I become more stronger and stronger, right? How much I get quality, my attachment become very stronger. Right? This is good. Only cannot help. For that reason, why these commercial people always make advertising? Because they make us analytical meditation. This. Wow. Same. Yeah. These commercial people, when they practice Dharma, become excellent person. But unfortunately, this person always there. Another example, yeah? Yeah? Another example. When I get angry, yeah? To her. First anger was not very strong because just right now reasoning. Then I again thinking, wow, she yesterday. Yeah. Then I put a little bit oil there. Not only yesterday, day before yesterday. How much you put? Yeah, it's you putting extra gasoline. Then now I will very easier to teach for you for the when you're going to shopping. Yeah, if you're not so much money. Yeah. Yeah, we can go to the shopping, also supermarket. We can do meditation. See something very beautiful, then you say, "Ah, yeah, it's a beautiful." Then you say, "Ah, tomorrow something like this." Now you see, we are so much aggrieved for like a fashion. Yeah, by today, yeah, right. One, fashion change tomorrow again. This is garbage. You go if you really not so much money. You go to shopping center, you see the fashion, you always think, okay, today fashion, tomorrow not fashion. Yeah? They're ridiculous, my money. Yeah? You think that your attachment goes a little bit down. Then it will save your pocket here. Yeah? Always thinking, fashion. You become your pocket empty. And also tomorrow you can extra garbage. Yeah? I know, my sister. These two ridiculous sisters, so many clothes. I said, what are you doing? Ridiculous. They're not burning. They're putting there. Clothes. It's this garbage. Fashion. So, really, they make new fashion. Eh? If you want to buy, then you think, how lasts longer this fashion? Then you think, oh, it will be fashion, we like it 2 weeks. Then ridiculous, 2 weeks. Yeah, you need to go to the job. During job time, fashion cannot help, yeah? You need to do this job cloth, right? Right? Think like that. This type of the meditation for shopping center. Supermarket meditation. Then another ones, when you say beautiful, yeah, want to buy, try to find something fault there. Then you see one fault, your attachment go down. Then you will be like this. Really, our delusion mind are really exaggerated so much. This is obvious. With self-grasping. I'll say self-grasping. You see, one expensive things in show, in how say, show, yeah? Window. Yeah, you in the window, but you didn't buy, yeah? Very expensive, yeah? You didn't own that, yeah? At that time, this one's broken. You never had something problem for you. The time when you buy that broken, you can get heart attack. See? Then sometimes you see, I think some women have this experience. You go to like shopping center, see beautiful clothes, you buy, pay money, when you return to home, keep there, see ugly. I think you guys have many experience that. My sister had this experience. Yeah, one day I get so much trouble with shopping with my sister. I will tell you a story. Yeah, maybe you heard somebody before. She asked me, brother, go to the, this garment cloth, yeah? And she asked, how this? I say, good. Nice. And she there. And say, how? I say, good. I say, good. She get angry. And I say, okay, no problem. And she asked, how's this? I say, no good. I say, no good. She get angry. Then at last I told her, now how I answer? I say, good, you get angry. I say, no good, you get angry. This is our make problem, our own self.
No, you will make her problem.
No, him. This big problem. For that reason, Buddha is so kind for the monks. Only one color. That color is always update. You see, 2,500, 600 years ago, still fashion, right? Yeah, you see. Tongwei and me, yeah. Very fashionable. Yeah, never fashion changing. Permanent fashion. Yeah. So, just to the house, to clothes market, only see the red ones, enough. Don't need this black, white, color, red, this complicated. For that reason, I say, Buddha is so intelligent. He make monk for less expensive, always in a fashion way. Yeah. So I told you how to make meditation in the supermarket, right? Yeah, you can do that. It can help you. I'm not joking for you. I'm not kidding for you. It can help you. Yeah. Yeah. This ridiculous, business people make so many funny things and cheating us. Okay? So we should be fixed on that cheating. Right? Okay, now here, only 5 minutes left. Any question? If no question, I'm holiday, right? Okay, thank you so much. Yeah?